A fairy? A quest? Aiden, I'm not so sure about this. I mean, not to point out the obvious, but you haven't even leveled up yet. What if you get into a battle with a giant beast or something? Buddy, I don't need to remind you that it's not going to go well for you. Remember the slimes?
Ah! I'm being digested by slimes! Oh, please, someone help me!
Yeah, Dad, I know. It just means that I've got to be more careful than the others. Plus, safety in numbers, you know. I'll have Pork here. He looks like he's been in a few fights, haven't you, big guy?
Call me big guy again, and I'll toss you into that lake over there.
Well, he seems pleasant. Anyways, Aiden, as your dad, I just have some hesitations about this. Run it by me again. What exactly is going on?
I'm still a little fuzzy on the details myself. Pork, you want to tell him?
Buckle up, Pops. This one's a doozy. Once, there were five heroes, known all over the land for their bravery, their abilities, and their desire to help everyone they met. They fought dragons, trolls, rock monsters, you name it. And I was their quest giver, in charge of finding and giving them quests to help them level up. But one day, on their own, Glitch started acting weird. You see, Glitch's ability was that he could skip forward and backwards in time. But the more he used his power, the more he started to see things. Things that haven't happened yet, but could still come to pass. One day, and we're not exactly sure what happened, Glitch went crazy, started ranting and raving, kicked us all out of our headquarters. Nothing made sense, and no amount of trying to talk to him helped. Over time, a dark cloud started to form over the base, and a weird energy started crackling around him. One day it got really bad. Me and the other heroes went inside to try and stop whatever was happening. But before we could stop him, he sealed all of the heroes away into the crystals and sent them all over the world. As for me, he stuffed me inside a puzzle box that your son found. And that's about all I know. We gotta stop whatever Glitch is doing, and we've gotta rescue the four heroes.
Nice story, Beef.
Hey, it's Pork!
Well, I'm not a big fan of my son leaving to go stop some maniac who can glitch through time. Call me overprotective.
Dad, you're not listening. I'm not trying to beat Glitch. I'm just wanting to help Pork rescue the four heroes. Once we do that, I'm sure they'll have a plan to take on Glitch again.
I don't know, Aiden. Maybe if you were a level 5 or 10, but certainly not as a level 1. I haven't even taught you proper sword holding form yet. You see? It's all about thumb placement, and...
Goblins! Goblins are attacking!
Goblins?
Aiden, Pork, get inside quick. Block the door and don't come out. Got it?
No, Dad, I want to help.
Aiden, this is too dangerous. Listen to me. You can't fight these things. They're too fast and too mean. Go inside, close the door.
Fine. Come on, Pork.
Whatever you say, boss.
Grab my armor, my hammer, my helmet. Do I need two helmets? No, that'd be dumb. I only have one head.
Jeez.
So, I guess we just sit here until the goblins go away?
Listen, the last thing I want to do is get on your dad's bad side. He's the local blacksmith. He's probably got a giant club the size of a cow he'd bring down on my head if I got you into trouble.
He's just protective is all. You know, he was a great adventurer himself until Mom... Well, Mom left us. They called him the Stone Prince because while all the other fighters used weapons made of steel and iron, he always chiseled and made his hammers out of the sturdiest and strongest rocks from the deepest caves. He's kind of a legend in these parts, you know.
That's amazing, kid. I can see why not leveling up like your dad has been tough on you. You want to be like him, don't you?
Sort of. I don't really know. I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to swing a huge hammer like him. But what I think I admire most is his ability to protect the people around him. If I could do anything he does, it's that, you know? Same with my mom. She was always willing to use her shield to protect the people she loves most. Actually, Pork, that gives me an idea. What do you say we get rid of these goblins?
Didn't your dad say we had to stay in the house?
Who said we were leaving the house?
Come here, you tiny little booger creatures. You're not getting all my cheese today. Not like last time.
Oh, no! It seems I can't get my chunky, meaty, and tender friend unstuck from this treasure chest. Oh, no, my barrel-chested friend. It'd be a shame if a bunch of big, strong goblins came to eat you.
Aiden, what are you doing?
Trust me, Dad. Oh, no! My scrumptious little fairy friend is stuck. I hope no goblins come to eat him.
Okay, kid, you're really selling it a bit too much here.
Aiden, you left the door to the house open. They're gonna get inside.
Trust me. Yoo-hoo! Goblins! Up here. Catch this. They're covered up by a huge blanket. Now, Pork, now everyone, barricade the doors.
Aiden, I told you to stay in the house.
Technically, I'm in the house. I've just barricaded the upstairs and laid a trap for the goblins downstairs so that the entire raiding party traps themselves inside the house, thinking they can come in and get an easy meal by eating my stout fairy friend, when they're actually being trapped in our house by all of our neighbors who have now blocked all the exits so we can keep them in there until we can tie them up and send them back to the Goblin King, who's gonna be pretty mad about an unauthorized raiding party coming to human territory.
Aiden, that's incredible. You thought of this plan all by yourself?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I wouldn't have been able to pull it off if it weren't for the help of all the townspeople pitching in.
That's right, Pops. This kid's got the chops to be a leader. I can tell.
Okay, Aiden. Come on down from there. I think we've got some stuff to talk about. So, if you're sure you want to do this, I'm not going to stop you. If you feel like you've got a quest in your heart, then I want to support you.
Dad, it's like I was telling Pork earlier. It's not that I want to be a fighter. It's not that I want to go and be a mighty warrior like you. I just want to help people, like Mom helped people. Like you help people by protecting the village and by being an amazing blacksmith. And right now, there are four heroes who need help, and I'm not sure they're going to get that help unless I help them.
You're right. I think I've just been hesitant to see you go out on adventures since your mom, well, you know.
I get that, Dad. But I think this is my time, my quest, my chance to make my mark.
Okay, son, I get it. Just promise me one thing.
What is it, Dad?
Take this. It was your mom's.
Mom's shield?
That's right. She always wanted to protect people, and she knew that if she was using this shield, then nothing in this world could hurt the people she loved.
Thanks, Dad.
I love you, son.
Okay, I'm brushing my chest hair and going to bed. You two have fun.
I love you so much.
So, about what happened with your mom. She sounded like a nice lady. I'm sure she's proud of you.
Oh, she is.
She'll always be in your memory.
Okay? I mean, she's still around.
That's right, kid. She'll always live in your heart.
No, I mean she's like a bird person now.
I'm sorry, what?
She's a bird person. Dual citizenship? She lives with the birds? She's a diplomat helping negotiate human-bird relationships and politics. So she lives in the aviary at the top of that mountain with the bird people. me and my dad can't go up there because we're allergic to birds. So she works remotely.
You guys made it sound like she...
Oh, yeah. She comes back like once or twice a month. She's doing well. Very healthy.
When you guys are talking about making all these loving tributes to her, you were crying when hugging each other. It was the saddest thing I ever saw. And you telling me that she's alive?
What? I mean, yeah. Because my family means a lot to me.
You people are crazy. Seriously. I can't believe I'm trusting a quest this important to a crazy person.
Ah, yeah, man. It's super cool. They pick her up and fly her back and forth. It's pretty gnarly.